April 30th, 2024.
Today?
Big day today.
So what are you guys planning for today?
Happy birthday to Gal Gadot, 39 years old. You know her as Wonder Woman. She also was in the Fast and Furious movies. At this point, every actor, I think, has been in at least one Fast and Furious movie.
Just walking by in the background, for
been
sure.
Like 35 of them.
That car was fast.
Kirsten Dunst, she is currently in the movie Civil War. She also played Mary Jane in the old Spider-Man trilogy opposite Tobey Maguire. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the video that's been circulating online about pay equity in Spider-Man? Kirsten Dunst is saying she was young and Toby got paid so much more money than she did to be in that movie.
Yeah. I saw the headline at least. I didn't see the video, but I saw the story going around.
The movie wasn't called Spider-Man's Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Fantastic actress. She deserves every penny she gets.
But not as much as Toby.
Well, Toby was Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
32 years ago in 1992, the final episode of The Cosby Show aired after 8 seasons. 44 million people watched. And I bet they all regret it.
I never was into that show, so it's one of those things when somebody does something horrible and you're a fan of their work, it's devastating.
Right.
You know, but I never really liked The Cosby Show. I always knew in the back, even as a kid, I knew something
was
up with that guy.
You suspected he was just too nice?
Something, yeah, suspicious behavior.
Did you interview Bill Cosby with me, or was it?
No.
Were you not around at that point?
No, I wasn't around.
Yeah, I had a 20-minute phone conversation with Bill Cosby, and it was like a big highlight at the time. And then it was like 2 years later that the news broke that he was not who everyone thought he was.
Yeah. Guess the Cosby interview's not going on the demo reel anymore, right?
No. I have lost that interview.
Yeah, good.
31 years ago, this was crazy when it happened. 1993, tennis player Monica Seles was stabbed in the back with a boning knife.
Jeez.
During a tennis match in Hamburg, Germany. The attacker was an obsessed fan of Steffi Graf, Monica's rival, who she recently beat at the Australian Open. Seles didn't play tennis again for nearly 3 years, as you can imagine. It
yeah.
would be a little traumatic.
Yeah. Not to mention recovering from your injuries, like a stab in the back. Yeah, probably not good for your
Wild.
Career.
By the way, Steffi Graf never reached out to the guy. It doesn't work. If you're a fan, you think you're going to maybe make a personal connection with
them?
Somebody.
Yeah.
You're going to impress someone. It's like trying to shoot Ronald Reagan because you have a crush on Jodie Foster. It doesn't work out in the long run, so don't do it. Was also this day, April 30th, 1945, Hitler committed suicide.
That guy. Oh,
that
just when
guy.
I thought it couldn't get worse than Bill Cosby. His Hitler character.
Yeah. I don't usually side with suicide, but in this case, I'll let it go.
Sure. Or did he even kill himself?
Here we go.
Rumor. I don't know. Well, the Russians, they had parts of his skull in some museum, and then they tested it in like the 2000s, and they're like, this is a woman's skull. Interesting. Are we going to trust the Russians?
Maybe he just shaved off that little mustache. No one recognized him anymore, and he just went to Argentina.
I think he put on a bowler's hat and pretended he was Charlie Chaplin and walked out of the place. Oh, don't mind me.
We posted this story yesterday and got some good reaction. $800 US for a pair of jeans that look like you peed your pants.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a Balenciaga thing because they're famous for selling like purses that look like garbage bags.
Yeah, grass stained jeans.
Shoes that look like they got run over by a lawnmower.
You know, all the cool fashion trends.
The hot fashion trends.
Yeah.
But this is another company. It's called Jordan Luca, UK company. Debuted pre-stained jeans that make it look like you peed your pants. They have sold out almost instantly when they hit their website. $810 US a pair. We posted a picture of the jeans, and what you're picturing is what they look like.
Yeah.
Big wet stain right along the crotch.
Yeah. And like not even a symmetrical one. It's like a real stainy looking stain. Like it's, there's different versions of it. Not of all of them are identical. They're like all personalized stains.
Just like peeing your pants.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a snowflake.
Your Rorschach test, right?
Yeah.
That looks like a butterfly.
And there's obviously a bunch of comments too. And I think this one comment just kind of boils it down to what we're all thinking. Like, why? It's a good point. Like, comma, why? Why would you ever need the pee stain pants? Ruthie Crocker goes, I'll pee my own pants, thank you. Save myself some money instead of paying for designer pee. Rod says, can't wear those on islands. You can only wear them incontinent. Brad says, Taz has been wearing those for years.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you're at the urinal and you think you shook enough and you put it back in your pants. As soon as you relax, you realize there's one last squirt in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to start selling a t-shirt that makes it look like your nipples are lactating. I'm going to sell it for $9,000 online.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be sold out in minutes. Hey?
I'm in.
Imagine wearing the pee pants jeans with a lactating nipple t-shirt. So hot
There's no
right now.
No stopping you.
And now, the winner
is Peacock.
I want to see your peacock. Peacock.
Your peacock. Peacock.
Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
I like this. Devin Peacock, our sports guy, just walked into the studio and he said he's done being negative. That's why he is so positive that the Leafs are going to lose tonight. Now, you actually think just the way it always goes is the Leafs give the fans a glimmer of hope. So you wouldn't be surprised if they came out gangbusters tonight and won by like 7 goals.
Yeah, this is going to be the best game of our lives. And then that's going to make the pain in losing in game 6 all that much greater. I joke, I don't know if they're actually going to win tonight when you look at the lack of any sort of a game plan we've seen from Sheldon Keefe to adjust in terms of what nothing's changed for the power play. When you look at how they've been creating their offense, it's always on by cycling the puck. It's rarely, aside from Matthew scoring that game winner in game 2 on the breakaway, there's nothing on the rush really. So what are you doing to adjust to the Boston Bruins, who are a very good team? And I don't see anyone asking Sheldon Keefe this. Like, hey, Sheldon, what's the plan, bud?
Also, you got Austin Matthews, who scored 69 goals during the regular season. Probably out tonight. The team has been preparing to play tonight's game without Austin Matthews, unless something changes with his health. Reports that he has food poisoning. It has been last.
Like, stop eating that same meal, dude. 3 days has gone by.
How long? It's been like 4 or 5 days since he first felt sick.
They said he first started feeling it in game 3, which is last Wednesday. So you go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Like,
it's a
whole week?
It's a lot of diarrhea, guys.
And then also, like, Nylander's migraines issue. I'm not saying either of these stories aren't true, but, like, what is going on with the health of this team? And you can't overcome either minor ailment? Like, having an upset stomach, you can play through that. I hate to tell you.
Well, not if you... I don't know if you ever, when you get the adrenaline going and you're already a little loose in the bowels, it does cause you to let things go accidentally.
Diaper up.
I've been pushing for the adult diapers for a long time.
No one wants to body check a guy who might be carrying a little extra.
You can use it. Well, I mean, Michael Jordan had a famous flu game where he played amazingly. Like, it can be done.
Explosion in the corner.
Here's what the Leafs need to do the George Costanza, which is everything you've done up until now has been wrong. So do the opposite. Tell us exactly what is wrong with Matthews. Tell us exactly what Nylander was dealing with, unless it was like some personal family issue. We don't need to know about that. But then also do something different. Tell us who's going to start in goal tonight. I can tell you right now, for the Boston Bruins, it doesn't matter if it's Samsonov or Wall. I think it's going to be Wall, but you don't have to be secretive. Who are you outsmarting, Sheldon? Like, who's like, You're barely playing checkers, let alone chess. Like, guys, just do the opposite.
Chutes and ladders.
Yeah. Like, let's play Go Fish here, guys. Like, let's just dumb it down, do the opposite, let's get a W.
Okay, guys.
Or not.
You just want it over,
take
Joe?
A dive so we can move on with our lives.
It'll be interesting. Are we watching the game together tonight?
I'll watch the game.
Okay. Jim?
There better be booze.
There will be.
Okay.
All right. That'll be fun. Good luck to all you Toronto Maple Leaf fans out there. Did you see the education minister's announcement on Sunday that they have a new plan to limit cell phone use, social media, and vaping in schools?
That's a lot there. The cell phone thing, I'm surprised it took this long. How did we get to 10 years into smartphone technology and they're just finally putting their foot down?
I know, it's crazy. I saw this and I'm like, should my daughter have a cell phone? She's in kindergarten.
It's the opposite.
I read this. Kids in kindergarten to grade 6 will be required to keep their phones on silent and out of sight for the entire school day. My son's in grade 2. My daughter's in kindergarten. Neither of them have a cell phone. I haven't even considered giving them a cell phone. Why does a kid that age need a cell phone at school?
I have no idea. Even like grade 5 and 6, I think, is too young. Even any grade school. I just don't understand. Like, they have phones at the school.
If there's an emergency, go to the office.
They have landlines. We all survived school without cell phones. You don't need them.
This is wild. You're right. Why? Like, how they've been letting cell phones in the classroom up to this point?
I don't get it. And like reading this article too, the teachers go, "Oh, it's so difficult taking these phones away from the students. It causes so many issues." I don't care. Like, how did they get let in the classroom in the first place?
I can relate. Unless you've ever tried to take a cell phone away from a 6-year-old who's playing on YouTube Kids or some addictive game, you don't know the meltdown potential. Kids freak out when you take their phones away. And not just young kids. I've heard from teenage kids who have had complete, like, if you take their phone away, they have, like, a mental breakdown.
Yeah, I've seen it with people with video, kids with video games and Game Boys growing up. Phones is like next level, but that's what happens when you give them phones in the first place. It's like, oh, I'm trying to get all this crack away from these kids. Yeah, because you gave them the most addicting substance known to man. Phones are addicting. You should have seen this coming.
I remember that I had a G.I. Joe action figure in my desk when I was a kid, and my teacher caught me playing with it. You know what they did? Threw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
And I think they had my parents' permission. They called my parents and said, "Hey, we're going to throw the G.I. Joe in the garbage."
Harsh.
My mom's like, "Okay, go for it. He shouldn't have been playing with it in class."
Yeah.
Got to teach him a lesson. But the teachers are afraid to take the phones away?
I don't get it. I don't get what level of distraction they're allowing. Like, I wasn't a good student, but occasionally I would have a Goosebumps book on my lap, and I'd be sneakily reading a Goosebumps book during a math class, and they'd get me in trouble for reading a book, and like, let alone playing whatever on your phone. You know what I mean? Like, that was crossing a line in the 90s.
They're also going to add a section on report cards that will include comments on students' distraction levels in class. Teachers hesitant to take away students' phones because they'd be responsible if the devices are lost, damaged, or stolen. That don't bring it to school.
Yeah, yeah.
Make all the parents sign a waiver at the beginning of the school year that says if your kid brings a cell phone to class, whatever happens to it, it's their fault.
Yeah. How many annoying parents would be like, "You can't take my cell phone away from my kid. That's his property."
And dealing with the kids is one thing. Dealing with the parents is a whole other level.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about this cell phone crackdown in schools, education minister announcing that they're taking steps to keep the cell phone use out of the classroom, keep kids focused. They don't want the distraction. And we're getting some feedback from Taz and Jim listeners. 1-833-829-6546 is our number. That's 1-833-TAZ-AND-JIM. "Hey, guys, we gave my stepson an older cell phone for grade 5 because he was walking himself to school both ways. It was so he could text when he was leaving to come home, but we gave them a plan that was limited text and only 250 megs of data. He doesn't use it at school. Otherwise, no young child should have one as a constant use device, especially not social media. That's not a bad idea. You can bring a cell phone to school, but it has to be a Nokia flip phone from 1999.
Yeah. Even if it doesn't have data on it, though, you can download any amount of games on it, and it's still the most distracted thing ever.
Yeah, but kids will find a way to work around. You got a good one there, Jim?
Yeah. When my son was in school, he used to act up, and they would sit him in front of a computer to play a game. My wife and I got called in to speak with the authorities about his acting up. He does have a learning disorder, but that's beside the point. I told him, stop rewarding him when he acts up with a computer game. Stick him in the hall with his nose up against the wall. The teacher says, we don't do that anymore, sir. And I told him that was their problem, and I was escorted from the school and not allowed back.
Oh, yeah, I can remember sitting in the hall for many hours back when I was young.
Yeah, that's the point of a punishment. Imagine they'd sit you in front of the internet.
Yeah, here.
Oh, no.
Play Donkey Kong.
Don't do this to me.
Stop misbehaving. Every time you misbehave, I'm going to give you a handful of quarters and send you to the arcade.
Yeah. Don't go on E-Bombs World on that computer.
E-Bombs World. Read some wacky news stories. We do have a number of messages from people who say their kids have medical concerns, and that's why they have cell phones that they bring to school. There are exceptions, and there will be exceptions moving forward for cases like that. It's a slippery slope, though. You know, one kid who legitimately has a medical concern has their cell phone. Another kid sees it, goes home, tells their parents.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, well, my son should have an exception.
Has anxiety.
Too. He's having anxiety because you don't let him use the phone in class.
It's like service dogs. Now everybody can apply for one, no matter what.
Yeah. This isn't just a cell phone. It's my personal support cell phone.
My support device.
Taz and Jim, I totally agree with you guys. This should have been done years ago. I can remember some of my teachers in grade school. I would never consider bringing anything into class but my books. But this was also an era where I would have preferred the school to call the police if I got in trouble rather than my parents, because I knew what would be waiting for me when I got home. Parents that actually punished their kids.
Yeah.
That's a novel idea. Taz and Jim, I meant to stand up here.
Why is that? You got a little boost?
Well, I'm panicked because I just saw this headline. Exactly how long a day you should be sitting, standing, and sleeping. You should be sleeping for 8 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, good luck with that.
7.5 hours is like the lowest amount of time you should be sleeping.
Okay.
You should be sitting for 6 hours a day. Up to 7 is all right. You need to be standing for 5 hours and 10 minutes. So that's just standing and like milling about, walking around. Huh. Doesn't include exercising. Because this is the one I really need to turn up. 4 hours and 20 minutes engaged in some level of physical activity. So that's like walking, going for a walk, doing housework. The other half of that should be moderate or intense activity. 2 hours and 10 minutes you should be doing exercise.
But four total. You should be moving around.
4 hours, 20 minutes. Half of it should be legitimate exercise. The other can be like cleaning your house and walking around.
There's no way people are, like, obviously gym rats are working it for 2 hours plus a day, but the average person?
That's a long time to work out.
It's crazy.
But you could go for a bike ride. You could go for a ride.
For 2 hours on a work day?
Well, but then make sure you sleep for 8 hours and 20 minutes afterwards.
How many hours? A 34-hour day you can get all this done.
When you think about it, though, like how long do you think you sit per day? That's the only one I'm exceeding at.
A lot. Well, it's obviously job dependent. And you can stand a lot of times at work if you have a standing desk. But if your job is standing, you can or walking around, you get your steps in. But if you're stuck at a computer all day, it is crazy how much time you spent not being or being stationary, I should say.
Well, why don't we start? We'll make a pact. We'll start standing the entire show. So that'll be 4 hours of standing that we'll get in. And then every time we play a long song, we'll do push-ups until it's over.
Standing is harder than walking.
Sometimes it is.
I go to my in-laws' house, and they have a thing in front of the sink. One of those, like, I forget what they're called. They're like I forget what they're called, but they have like a specific name. It's like a non-exhaustion pad or something like that, and you can keep it in front of the sink and you stand in front.
It's like the cushy pad?
And whatever it is, like, it actually does work. In fact, older like rock stars now have those set in front of the microphone so they can kind of stand on those for a little bit. And they don't get as non-exhaustion pads is what they're called, I think. Something like that. We need those in here because they actually do work.
Okay, and the floors are too hard for you.
They are. It's hard on the heel.
Yeah, you're right. I've been standing for, 35 seconds? I'm starting to get
a
little winded.
Dude,
I'm
sitting back sweating.
So sleep for 8 hours, 20 minutes. Sit for 6 hours. Stand for 5 hours and 10 minutes. And you better be exercising for 4 hours and 20 minutes a day. Good luck. Tax deadline day here in Canada. Jim, have you submitted your taxes yet?
No, I have not. Whoops.
Have you ever submitted them on time?
Yeah, I'd say 70% of the time I do. I don't want to tell anybody to not do it on time, but there's not that much of a repercussion if you do it a month later. For me, like, I'm not a business owner, so it's like...
I'm no businessman nor accountant. However, my advice is... never get your taxes in on time.
It's not, I wouldn't say do that.
Refund, it's not that big of a deal. But if you owe, like if you owe money to the government,
yeah.
You are charged an interest rate on your balance owing, 5% plus an additional 1% for every month your taxes are late up to 12 months.
Yep, not great. Especially if you're Wesley Snipes. But when you're just a fella like me, it doesn't really matter. Like,
do you usually get a refund though?
Yeah, I usually do, yeah. And then I remember the first time I didn't pay taxes for like, oh man, I must have been like 26 or something like that. And I like 6 months went by. I was like, they're going to throw me in jail. Oh my God, this is so scary. And then I went.
You didn't pay taxes or you didn't file your taxes?
I didn't file them for like 6 months. Yeah. And then I thought.
They're two different things.
Well,
if you don't pay your taxes, you're in much bigger trouble.
Well, you can't pay them if you don't file them.
Well, yeah, you pay taxes. You pay income tax. It's taken off your paycheck every time you get paid.
But I didn't know what the repercussions were if you didn't keep your paperwork up to date. And then like I walked into a thing and they're like 5 minutes later, okay, see you later. And I had stress for 6 months, like literally thought like something hammer was going to drop on me.
It is nice to get them done.
Yeah.
Get it done and over with.
Mm-hmm.
I drove past a tax place yesterday, and there was a lineup, probably like 30 people standing outside waiting to get into the place. It's nice to know that I'm not the only procrastinator in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I saw that lineup. I'm like, I'm not waiting. I'll file them late.
Yeah, like it'll maybe ding you a little bit, but
the worst part is my wife's been all over me, and my buddy Mike Lambert, who's my accountant. He does my taxes. He's been bombing me with reminders for the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Get your taxes in. I haven't seen anything. Where's your stuff? And my wife is also, she's got all her stuff ready to go too, and we have to file together because we're married. Yeah. And that's a new thing for you this year.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, okay, where's your stuff? My stuff's ready.
Yeah. Well, I don't like it because we don't have a printer at home, so my wife is also going to file late this year, I think, too, because she's like, print off my T4. So I have to, now I'm responsible for her stuff because we don't have a printer.
She wants you to print off her tax stuff at work and bring it home to her.
Yeah, just a T4. And I'm a procrastinator, so I haven't done that either. Sorry, honey. I will today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You better, otherwise you're going to the clink.
That's what I thought.
Coming up hot on Mother's Day, all next week on the show, we're doing Taz and Jim's. Oh, will your mom do it? Will your mom do it? Will your mom do it? Will she do it? This is the game where we get you to call your mom and ask her to do something to test her limits of love. For example, last year we got Anna to call her mom Carrie, and Anna had to say that she got pulled over by the cops while she was speeding to work. And she said the reason she was speeding is because her mom fell down the stairs and she was on her way to help her. This is how that call went.
Hello. Hey, Mom. Hi. Hey, so listen, I was on my way into work today, and I ended up getting pulled over for speeding.
Oh,
and I know. So, but what I said to them was that I was rushing actually to your house because you had actually fallen and were hurt at the bottom of the stairs. So what I need you to do, can you please go and lay at the bottom of the stairs and like make it seem like you're really hurt? Because they're following me, so they're going to come into the house. And they might even call you to do a wellness check to make sure that you're okay. Are you okay with doing that? Can you just pretend that you're hurt? Just make moaning sounds and just, because I don't want to.
Anna, I'm in my nightgown right. I'm in my nightgown. How close are you?
Well, I should be there in about 5 to 10 minutes, but they're right behind me.
Oh, for God's sakes.
It's okay. It would be more realistic if you used your nightgown anyways.
I'm not wearing my nightgown in front of the police.
Well, will you do it? Please.
Oh, Anna. All right, go slow. Give me a minute. Like, my hair looks like shit. I have no makeup on.
That's okay.
The front porch is a mess. Oh, my God. Anna.
Okay. You'll do it for me?
I'll do it, but I'm kind of pissed.
You are the best. You're the best, Mom.
Okay, I hung up on your mom, and now we're going to call her back and pretend to be the police, okay?
Stay on the line.
Okay, you can listen in. Don't say anything.
Sounds awesome already.
Her big worry is not lying to the police. It's that she's in her nightgown.
Yeah, and not wearing any makeup. These are some studly police on their way.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello?
Hello, is that Carrie?
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. It's Officer McMillan calling from the police department. I understand you've fallen down the stairs. We're calling to make sure you're doing okay. Should we send an ambulance?
I don't think I need an ambulance. I don't think it's that bad. I'm just twisted up, I guess.
Okay.
So they should be okay.
We are following your daughter right now. We'll be there momentarily. So you don't think you need an ambulance?
No.
You don't sound that hurt.
No, I'm okay. Yeah. Just a little stiff.
Yeah. Now, what was the banana peel doing at the top of the stairs that caused your fall? That seems very irresponsible.
Just busy. I'm just really busy a lot. And I guess I just didn't get everything picked up the way I usually would.
Yeah, it's dangerous to keep those banana peels at the top of the stairs.
It's recycle day.
It's recycling day. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're not too hurt. Anna, anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
Hey, Mom. I love you so much. This is, we're pranking you right now.
Oh, you little sh**.
The best. Will Your Mom Do It? Returns next week here with Taz and Jim. We're giving away Billy Idol tickets.
Amazing.
For Mother's Day, which is a great prize. But the real prize is having that audio to play at family gatherings for the rest of your life. So keep listening if you want to test your mom's love next week with Taz and Jim. Thank goodness these weren't lions in this story. Zebras is what we're talking about. Four zebras escaped from a trailer. They were being transported in a trailer. They got out, and they were running down a highway near Seattle on Sunday.
What is happening? Oh, my God. Please get away.
Hi, buddy.
We were looking at a bunch of zebras eating grass on the side of the off-ramp. The cars on the off-ramp pulled over by the guardrail and lined up really close to kind of make a makeshift fence to keep them from coming up onto the off-ramp.
I've only ever seen them in a zoo, so that was a first.
This must be a joke.
They just started hanging out in the grass in somebody's yard over here across the street.
I called. So I found the missing zebras. They're in my yard. Not sure what to do.
That would be pretty surreal.
Yeah. It's one of those things. They're not that crazy of an animal, really. They're just a horse with some stripes, but you don't see them often.
No. You think it would, for a second, you'd be like, oh, it's the four zebras of the apocalypse.
Yeah. I do like that in the apocalypse movies. The zoo always breaks down, and then the wild animals, like the exotic animals, are just wandering around.
If it was, you know what the scary one is? The rhinoceros. You know how fast a rhinoceros is?
I know they can get the top speed going pretty good.
They don't look like they would be fast.
Yeah.
But they can really move, and they've got a big horn on their face.
They're like, they're like designed to be a monster.
I've never seen anyone ride a zebra. Have you?
Not even really in a cartoon. You'd think it, if somebody could ride a donkey, they can ride a zebra.
Yeah.
Like, and it is kind of a funny visual, so you'd think a cartoon would have ridden it at some point, famously.
Or a rich guy.
Yeah.
Pablo Escobar, did he ride any zebras, or was he just a fan of the hippos?
How come people don't ride zebras? What's going on? Well, riding Newman the zebra, riding Zach the zebra, they do ride them, but just seeing a human on them, they are very small. They're, like, smaller than a pony.
Okay.
Can a zebra be ridden? Zebra's backs aren't evolved to allow a human to ride them, let alone to carry cargo, so they're not a hardy beast.
Three zebras have been apprehended. There's still one zebra on the loose.
Ooh. Huh.
This would be a good kids movie.
Yeah, like Zootopia. There's
the escaped zebras in Seattle.
Yeah. It starts working at a Starbucks, you know, starts fitting in.
Becomes a hipster.
Yeah. Starts protesting, changes the world.